Psalm 139, beginning in verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is a beautiful passage, and at first glance, it sounds very much like a familiar passage, another familiar passage in the book of Psalm. Psalm chapter 51 and verse 10, where it says, Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. While these verses are very similar, Psalm 139 is a bit different. The real petition in Psalm 139 is that a psalmist is requesting that God help this individual come out of any sin in their life, whether it is known or whether it is unknown. In Psalm 51, the psalmist, David there, knows for a fact that there is sin in his life, and he knows for certain that he is in need of redemption. It seems here in Psalm 139 that the conscience of the psalmist is clean. But the psalmist is aware that there is a possibility that there could be something in his life that is amiss, that would keep him from his God. And he knows that there is a possibility that he has something in his life that he needs to correct before his God. This passage is beautiful because the psalmist is ready and willing and demonstrates his willingness by the words that he uses. He's willing to repent of anything that comes between him and his God, even if the psalmist is not aware of a particular sin. So the question to us is, are we like that? Can we say today that we, from this day forward, are ready to repent of anything and everything in our life that we do if God's word reveals it to be sin? That's the question. Let me illustrate it this way. We may know that drug use is sinful, and that those who know it is sinful are willing to repent. That would be fair to say. If we know it is sin, we are willing to repent as Christians. Now, let's say that you were not aware that it was sinful. If that person were to repent, would they not be required to cease the sin of drug use? So we understand, we can see the difference, that there is a real disparity between repenting of a sin and repenting of sin. Can you commit today to repent of an action that you may learn tomorrow is sinful? I hope that you would. It seems here in Psalm 139 that the psalmist was indeed ready to do that. This is a very revealing question to us as Christians. Can we commit today to repent tomorrow of a sin that we learn is sin tomorrow? When we determine in our own lives to repent of sin, we must be willing to turn our back on everything unclean in our lives, even if at that moment we are not aware of its sinful nature. That is why we must study God's word often and be ready and willing and eager to change our lives based on any knowledge we gain from God's word, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.